Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We have been talking about the freedom of God's will, and we have looked into question and answer number 7 in the Westminster Shorter Catechism. We use the statement there and the doctrine it teaches to help us understand what is God's free will as connected to God's predestination of people in salvation, God's foreordination of whatsoever comes to pass. Today I want to talk about the will of God further by defining God's efficacious will and God's permissive will. What do we mean when we say God has an efficacious will and God has a permissive will? And just in case your question is, why should I care about this? I say that you will care about this when we start talking about our free will under the sovereign free will of God. This is another part of the argument you will need when I draw my conclusions on what really is human free will. What does the Bible mean by it, and what should we mean when we say, I have my own free will? I believe you need to take into account this distinction in the will of God. Now, the word efficacious is not exactly a word we use every day, is it? I say efficacious, and most people say, hold on, let me look that word up. Most people reach for the dictionary app on their mobile phone or start searching the internet. So let me define just this word first. Efficacious means that which is successful and effective in producing a desired result. Or we can say having the power to produce a desired result. God certainly has an efficacious will. He has a desired result, the salvation of an individual. And God has the power to produce this desired result, saving that individual from their sin. God then unleashes that power, and the person is saved. Therefore, God is successful and effective in producing his desired result. We must be careful to hear what Louis Burkhoff says about the efficacious will of God. Quoting him now, this does not mean that God has determined to bring to pass himself, by a direct application of his power, all things which are included in his decree, but only that what he has decreed will certainly come to pass, that nothing can thwart God's purpose. End of quote. Friends, whatever God foreordains, whatever God predestines, must certainly come to pass and does come to pass. Yet there are different ways that God foreordains what comes to pass. At this point, we might imagine ourselves robots. God has designed us and pre-programmed us to act exactly according to his desired results. We are under his personal and total control. God directly intervenes in every single detail, no matter how small, in our lives and controls it all. But that is not true. This way of thinking is certainly not biblical. We are not robots. Can God directly intervene in your life and mine? Yes. Does God? Yes, I believe he sometimes does. But that is only one way God acts. Here we need to talk about another way, and that is by God's permissive will. The permissive will of God defines what God permits. Let's take our sin, for example. God hates sin. God never, ever commands sin. God never approves of sin. God repeatedly draws us away from our sin. God commands we stop sinning through the power of his Holy Spirit, whom he gives to the believer, to convict us of our wrongdoing and to lead us to repentance. So God does not positively, directly work within men and women to make us sin so that whatever he has decreed comes to pass. However, God does permit sin. He allows for it as part of his sovereignty. And he somehow permits even our sin to accomplish his desired result in each of our lives. Indeed, isn't it true that without your sin, you would not need to be rescued from sin, and therefore you would not know Jesus Christ, the Savior, and his great love, mercy, compassion, and grace for you? You and I contributed nothing to our salvation except our sin, and because of our sin, we are saved. To solidify this point, let me again turn to Burkhoff, because he says it better than I can. I will put his words into two parts and comment on the first before the second. Quote, God also embraces the actions of his free creatures. In the case of some things, God decided not merely that they would come to pass, but that he himself would bring them to pass, either immediately, as in the work of creation, or through the mediation of secondary causes, which are continually energized by his power. He himself assumes the responsibility for their coming to pass. Okay, so there we have God's direct intervention in our lives. Burkhoff gives us one example, creation. God directly created this world in which we live. Let me give you a second example, the family we were born into. God directly put me into my family and put you into your family. I had no choice. You had no choice. Only God chose. And our family of origin matters a lot, because our parents are not our choice, even if many of us wish they were. And what happens to us from our development in the womb, through the second we are born, and all through the growing up years and into adulthood and for the rest of our lives, so much of our lives goes right back to the direct intervention of God placing us in a certain family. And God takes that direct action on purpose and for good reasons known only to him. Why is one child born into an abusive home where he or she will have to extend most of their energy just surviving in an atmosphere of hate, sadness, and violence, while another child is born into a non-abusive home in which this son or daughter can expend energy on developing, growing, maturing in an atmosphere of love, joy, and peace? Why? Only God knows. But what we know is that God himself has brought that to pass. God has made it so. And one quick comment here. Isn't it true that sometimes the child that was born into abuse later in life excels, where the child that was born into non-abuse later in life falls behind, fails? Well, that is true. And I think that has to do, again, with God's efficacious will. But back to Professor Burkhoff. There are other things, however, which God included in his decree and thereby rendered certain, but which he did not decide to effectuate himself, such as the sinful acts of his rational creatures. This is generally called God's permissive decree. End quote. What is he saying? He is saying that some things God purposes to do himself, whereas some things God only permits to be done. God does good, but God only permits evil. Let me go back to my example. I will be personal. God himself directly brought it to pass that I would be born to an abusive father and a loving mother. That was God's sovereign will for my life. But my father's sin against us in our home was not what God directly brought to pass. God never approved of the abuse. God will not let my father get away with it. God will never excuse it. God never brought this sin into our home. Ah, but God permitted it. God allowed it. I was there, trust me. God never swooped down from heaven and directly intervened to stop it. As a child, I wanted him to, but God did not. The abuse continued, and God permitted it and allowed it. And if you ask me, why didn't God directly intervene to stop it? I will tell you, I do not know why. Oh, but I will also tell you this. God sovereignly willed that I be born into, and that I grow up in that environment, and that God, using his sovereign will, predestined that I be rescued from that sin by the Lord Jesus. God predestined me to be adopted as God's son. He's my heavenly Father, and he loves me. He cares for me. He never speaks a mean-spirited, harsh word to me. He is always gracious with me. God's my dad. I am his boy. Out of an abusive situation, I met and fell in love with God. Isn't that amazing? My testimony is that God has the power to produce the desired result of saving me from my sin and the sins done against me. What God has decreed in my life will certainly come to pass, that nothing can thwart his purpose for me. Listen, sometimes God brings about his will in my life directly by himself and his power. And sometimes God brings about his will in my life by what he permits. This remains constant. God foreordains whatsoever comes to pass. Well, I hope that my personal testimony might help you. Please join us again tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.